Well, I'm joined again by Rhonda Rife. We talk about ways to live better, live with the seasons, ways to deal with stress, ways to live with alternative healing methods other than traditional medicine. We talk about everything and anything to do with feeling better and getting through times that are tough. And if it's been a tough year, I can't think of any tougher year for most people in history. Really 100 years ago is when they had the last pandemic of this size. Now, we do have we have hope, and we have some better things. You know, there's some better news that seems to be around the corner, but it does seem that the one thing we have not been able to predict, Rhonda, is when is this going to really be over? When are we going to feel safe again, and when are we going to be able to live our lives like we did for all those, you know, all the time before? You know, it's like there's a commercial, I think it's Progressive Insurance. Now, a visit to the old days. And it's somebody, all right, caller number one, table number one, we got blankety, the Smith family of six, please come our way. It's like, you know, all of these things, the way we dine, the way we play, the way we go, the way we drive, the way we shop, everything is all changed. And it's a holiday season, and people that make normal holiday plans, all of them have been sort of, okay, what can I do and what can't I do? But one thing you must do is do what it is this week, and it's National
Hand Washing Awareness Week.
Hand Washing Awareness Week. You know what? We had somebody on, I think, right early in the virus that was saying, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you're going to wash your hands, you know, it's not, if you're going to wash your hands, make sure it's warm or hot water, or, you know, make sure you use, it doesn't matter whether you use antibacterial soap. In fact, actually, you're better off using regular soap, but scrubbing for 30 seconds, and particularly your fingertips, because that's the most important part. That's what you're going to be touching on keyboards or anything else. And, you know, it makes sense. The vials of the antibacterial fluid or whatever you want to take, they work, but you know, the fact is there's a limit to what they can or can't do, and I think that's really a key here.
It is, and according to the actual National Hand Washing Awareness Week website, they give you an actual formula of what you need to do in order to wash your hands. And they're talking about that you want to use soap and water. And again, like a warm or hot water. Again, first you have to wet your hands. Then you're supposed to lather them completely and make sure that you go in between each finger, on the backs, on the tops, you know, all of those things. And even it doesn't hurt to go up to the elbow as well. Like, they don't mention that, but I know that
what a surgeon would be doing. Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then you want to scrub. So you're right. It takes about 30 seconds, but the scrubbing part needs to be 20 seconds, they said. And they said that's the equivalent of humming happy birthday to yourself twice. And then you want to rinse them. Make sure that you rinse them really well. And then make sure that you dry them on a clean towel, you know, possibly even paper towels, or it says air dry. But from what I've been reading is you don't want to use the air dryers in the bathroom.
Because it actually will spread things. Anyway.
So you're better off to use paper towels, you know, and it also, they mentioned that hand sanitizer needs to be at least 60% alcohol, but that it does not kill all kinds of germs. So the actual best thing is washing with that soapy water and, you know, doing the scrubbing and all of that. And then be conscientious about what you're touching. So don't just, you know, like what I see is people are wearing masks, but they play with them all the time. Pull them down, push them up, pull them down, push them up, move them off, turn to the side, they, you know, and or they fall down off their nose. So every time you do that, that's an indication that actually you've contaminated your hands again. So you want to make sure that you're aware of things like doorknobs and keypads and gas pumps and anything where you're having this mutual touching. You go into a restaurant, they might have sanitized the table, but you put your hand down on the booth and you scooch in. Well, have they sanitized the booth? And do they have actual clean stuff that they sanitize for each table? Or is there just a bucket at the back, you know, where they've reused all of that? So be conscientious about those things. Carry the hand sanitizer with you for when you can't do the soapy water. it's recommended that you do something where you wash your hands or sanitize them when you enter an establishment and then as you leave. And do it actually before you get into your car and touch the, you know, the steering wheel and all of those kinds of things. And be careful, you know, again, don't cough or sneeze in your hand. They, you know, use the elbow.
Common sense is not necessarily common. I think the one thing is that, you know, we've got a mask mandate now. That is being, I think most people are wearing masks. But there are some people that just simply refuse to I was in the shop in a store last week, and a guy, no mask. Now I don't ask, I don't tell anybody to wear a mask. If you want to get really, if you want to have somebody who really is going to snap back at you, don't ask them. Would you? Do you not know that there's a mask mandate?
Yeah, where's your mask? Yeah,
yeah, don't, you don't, yeah. In other words, but what it also brings up, Rondi, is that what it has been, it's been a very stressful year, too.
It has been a very stressful year. And, you know,
because of everything that's going on, not only the virus, but the fact is uncertainty. And for a lot of businesses, it's financial uncertainty, too.
It's absolutely financial uncertainty. And you were talking about the holidays and how it's affected families' plans. Well, it's affected other businesses as well, because people that aren't necessarily, you know, they wonder, you know, is this business going to go out of business if I buy gift certificates from there? Or when you think about now they're not having the big fancy holiday things at home, that might cut into somebody who's a restaurant that does catering, or, you know, someone like even my business, where it's that constant contact of touch. You know, people are conscientious and they're sort of like leery about getting a massage.
Restaurants have been hit hard. Hotels have been simply hit, devastated by this. Travel in general, plane travel has been, it's coming back a little, but it's also a cruise. I was going to take a cruise around Norway. Didn't do that.
Right.
And I don't, and somebody said, are you going next year? Are you kidding? I said, maybe we'll do something in 2022, because I really believe that 2022 is when we will actually be, you know, out of the woods on this thing. But 2021 is going to be a year of transition, and that's really the key. That's what my feeling is right now.
And, you know, if you were asking me about, you know, like predictions or whatever, the thing is that I always look at the numbers. So 2020 is a 4, and 4 is about hard work, dependability, stability, reliability, putting your nose to the grindstone, boxing yourself in, you know, building a foundation. It's all of those things. And we've actually had to look at those things about tightening our belt and being, you know, what are we going to do in order to keep stability? And, you know, 2021 adds up to a 5, which is all about risk, change, variety,
freedom.
So what
does 2022 add
up to? So 2022 is, first of all, it's 3 2s repeating. So that's going to say that that's actually good for partnerships, relationships. It's also a 6, and 6 is the most perfect number between 1 and 10. It's also the number of balance. 6 is a very healing number. You know, the Star of David has 6 points. A snowflake has 6 points.
In other words,
your gut feeling was correct.
It actually is going along with the idea that nothing that if you've been in this environment, that we've been in this environment now for 9 months, and it's going to be more months. We do see some vaccinations that are going to be coming up, but those are going to take out, the rollout of that is going to take about 6 months or so. And in the meantime, there's going to be some anxiety, and we've got winter, and there's a lot of people that have coronavirus fatigue, and they're going to say, you know what, I'm tired of living like this. I want my Christmas the way it's always been, and they're gonna try and do exactly as much as they can in the past. I'm not saying everyone will, but I'm saying there'll be quite a few people that are simply gonna say, "Hey, I've lived with this thing long enough. I've got my family is coming, and I'm going to do what we do, and maybe we'll do things a little different. But by golly, we're gonna have Christmas."
And I think that you are correct. You know, earlier on you were saying, well, when are we going to get back to normal? I don't think that we're ever going to get back to how we were before. And we just have to take a look at history to see that. As we progress and learn more about things, we don't always go back. Think about the, you know, when people were tampering with products that didn't have a seal or didn't have a plastic thing around the lid, and now all of the products have to do that.
Let me give you a story from 1918. The 1918 pandemic, the Spanish flu pandemic. The stories that came out from that. Now, they didn't have vaccinations. They didn't have the technology, or they didn't have the type of treatments that they have for this. But what the word was that it was, if it came, the 1918 pandemic, it was 2022 before people really felt like it was okay. That's 4 years. And I'm not sure, I'm not saying it's going to take 4 years, but it is going to, it's really going to be a 2 year to start feeling really normal. It'll be really, it's going to take another year. And that's really, and I was looking at it from a standpoint. I know there's a lot of people, I do RAGBRAI every year, or at least I did until this year. But RAGBRAI requires a great deal of preparation, and it requires volunteers who are going to welcome people into their town and into their homes. That's talk about risk management. I don't know. Would you want people to come into your home?
And that's what I'm saying. I think that things are going to change. I think that just exactly like when we learned about, you know, during the Civil War, they didn't change and sanitize instruments before they did surgery. Now we understand how important that is. And so I think that this COVID has brought us to an awareness where I don't think some of those things are going to be able to go back to the way they were, because I think society is going to demand and expect a new standard.
And I think you're probably right. And I think that that's one of the reasons that we'll just simply... What if people say new normal, but I think we will have close to normal will just be, I'm going to guess, cautionary. The cautionary part of us is going to continue on for some time, and maybe habits that we form over the next several months or year, those will gradually modify, but they're going to stick with us for a while, because it's going to take stress. Hopefully this thing, once we have a feeling that we're finally free of this thing, then we lower our stress level. And you've got a way to lower your stress level right now, right?
Yes, I have these wonderful little gift bags. They're the Stress Survival Kit for 2020, or the Rejuvenation Kit. And it's over a $40 value. It's for $20.20. And it comes with a copy of either the actual CD or a download digital form of my CD, Pathways to Paradise, which is a relaxation CD that talks you through guided journeys and things like that. It comes with your choice of a 6-inch sub from Subway and a cookie. And it also comes with a rejuvenating foot soak to help your tired feet. If you're an essential worker, you've been on your feet all day, or just a bomb trying to juggle homeschooling.
If you are an essential, if you're a healthcare worker, you probably have been on your
yes.
feet all day. And that's the other thing. This doesn't affect everybody evenly, does it?
It does not. And then it also comes with a little roll-on vial for aromatherapy to help with the actual mental stress. So this is a body, mind, and spirit kind of gift bag that kind of sums it all up into there, and everybody could use it.
And you can get it for $20.20.
$20.20, yes. It's you know...
Over $40 value.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yeah, it's a really
and
good deal.
And you got a kids one, too?
I do have a kids one that I came out with, because, you know, this whole thing has... The social dynamics of what has happened, and the social isolation and the social distancing and the wearing of masks, it's stressful on kids too. You know, it's not just adults in the homeschooling. That their environment has been disrupted as well.
We have kindergartners that have wanted to start school and have not been able to start school, and they're trying to be, and parents who are now being required to be basically homeschoolers.
Yes, yes. So the kids kit is more just for fun, but it contains a copy of my book, the inspirational book, Serena and the Butterfly, and how anything is possible, and, you know, you can believe in yourself and things will happen. And then it comes with an organic, all-natural bath bomb for them to take, and it changes the color in the water, and it has essential oils in it as well. And then also it comes with a Little Joe's pizza. So it's a little bit different, but it's the same kind of thing, and it's $20.20.
All right. Well, again, if they want that, what do they need to do?
They should call me at 319-752-0175.
And if they want more information about you?
Or they could, yes, they could go to Facebook. You can send me a Facebook message as well, Rhonda Rife. And then also my website is www.lifespathwaysllc.com or thestressmanagementshop.com as
all
well.
All right. All right. Well, happy holidays to you and to everyone, as I said, everyone within your familial unit, and make this somehow a good holiday, a cautious holiday perhaps, but a good holiday as we move into 2021 and make hopefully a good transition year and have as close to normal by at least by the end or close to the end of 2021. All right. Rhonda Reif, thank you so much.
Thank you.